This week's parsha is Achrei Mos and Kedoshim. Okay, we'll see if we get through Achrei Mos. Maybe we'll start Kedoshim. So, Achrei Mos is basically all the avoda of Yom Kippur, and the end of the parsha is speaking about the Arayis, right? The Isurim of Arayis, and then you start the parsha of Kedoshim to you. Okay, so Achrei Mos starts in a very interesting way. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe," and God spoke to Moses, "Achrei Mos shnei bnei Aaron," after the death of the two sons of Aaron, "Bekorvatam lifnei Hashem v'yamutu," when they came close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and they died. Right? Normally, when you come close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you live. The opening of this parsha is they came close to Kodesh Baruch Hu and they died. And then it says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, daber al Aaron achicha," speak to Aaron, your brother, "va'al yavo b'chol et el HaKodesh," you shouldn't come at any time el HaKodesh, "mi beit laparochet," from the side of the parochet, the house of the parochet, literally, means el penei kaporet, the face of the kaporet, the kaporet of the Aaron, asher al Aaron, which is on the Aaron, v'lo yamut, and he won't die, "ki be'anan era'eh al HaKipor," he can only come when there's an anan. What's the anan, Rashi says? The anan of the keteris. When does he come? Once a year on Yom Kippur. "Bezot yavo," and with this he'll come, "Aaron el HaKodesh, v'pa ben bakar, chatat v'ayar le'ola v'chulei," and he'll ketoret bad yilbash, he'll wear ketoret bad, michmasei bad, and then it's going to go through now all the avoda of Yom Kippur. But the introduction of the avoda of Yom Kippur is a very, very strange introduction. We're speaking here and we're telling you that Yom Kippur comes after the death of Shnei Bnei Aaron, and says Rashi, yeah? Rashi, the first one, says, "Haya Rabbi Yezer ben Azarim Moshla Moshel," would make a Moshel, "Lecholet," an ill person, "Shenichnas etzel rofi," go to a doctor, "Amalo, al tochal tonen," don't drink cold, "V'al tishkav betachav," don't sit in a certain way, "Ba'ache," came another person, "V'amalo, al tochal tonen, v'al tishkav betachav," don't sit in a certain way, "Shelo tamut," that you won't die, "Kederech sheyeh meit ploni," like Reuven died, "Ze zirzo yoter min harishon," the second rofe caused him to listen, you know, mezarez him more than the first one. Therefore it says Achrei Mos. So it comes out, the marshal is, the why are we saying Achrei Mos here? To be mezarez who? Aaron, not to enter the Kodesh HaKodashim b'chol eid, at any time. When he enters, b'zot, when he enters, only with anana keteris, only with the keteris, once a year on Yom Kippur. And that's to mezarez him. To do things in a careful and quick way. It's alacrity, you're saying. Okay, but it's to mezarez him, to make him think more about what he's doing, and with more covered rosh, with more like with a heavier head, with, you know, thinking about it in a deeper way. So we have to understand a little bit about Nadav Avihu, right? What they actually did and what's it related to the avodah of Yom Kippur. So first of all, we know, right, that after Yom Kippur, right, according to Rashi, was the commandment of the building of the Mishkan, right? After there was Shavuos, which we're coming up to Bezrat Hashem soon, and then after Shavuos there was a Chet HaEgel, right? The breaking of the Luchot. Then we have 40 days of Kaas and 40 days of Rotzen, and the final Pius, the final getting back with the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur we got the commandment the day after building the Mishkan, right? Mm-hmm. And that was going to be a kapara for Chet HaEgel. on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, Nadav Avihu went lifnai v'lifnim with Eish Zara, with Keteris, and they were killed. Says Chazal, they died, right? Right? Says Chazal, a few reasons. They were drunk when they entered. They were more halacha lifnei Rabbo, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other one was, which is more because they brought this Eish Zara of Keteris. So here we're saying, don't enter all the times, enter once a year with Keteris, and only then you're allowed to enter to Kodesh Kodoshim. If you don't do it properly, right, or you enter the wrong time, or you enter without an anakhtoret, yamut, you're going to die. Right? Like Nadav Avihu died. Says the Zohar, right? What did Nadav Avihu want to do? What did they want to do? You're drinking wine. You're taking Keteris. Says, we know from the Parsha, right? That they were Kedoshei Elyon. They were very, very special people. These were not simple people. The Zohar speaks in Parshas Noach. It says that just as Noach, we spoke about this when we did Parshas Noach, just as Noach, he also drank after the Mabul. And he tried, says Zohar, to fix the Ched of Adam HaRishon. He was not completely successful, and that's what happened. He was trying to fix the physical world, which is representation of Cham. That connection was Masaris him. That connection was removed him the ability of procreation, and was what's it called? It wasn't a complete fixing. Nadav Avihu also tried fixing with the drinking wine. Why Dafka drinking wine? Why Noach Dafka drinking wine? So it's brought down in Sfarim that when you go down to lower place, when you're going down to fix the lower worlds, you have to be done blidas. The same thing is in Purim. It's brought by Purim, by drinking wine in Purim. It has to be done blidas without cognitive thought, because when you connect to something which is ra, which is bad, that connection to fix it has to be done without your cognitive abilities. Because if you're cognitive and you connect to that which is bad, that connection itself is bad. You have to connect without your full cognitive das, and therefore it doesn't have an effect on you. So that's what Nadav Avihu were trying to do. They were not completely successful. They were successful to a point, but they were not completely successful. So if we're being told, be careful, and remember, right, it's two doctors. Take the mashal of two doctors. That means the two people have the same illness, right? And this was after the death of that one. That means he had the same illness, right? And you take this and you won't have that illness. You take this and you be healthy. So it means we have the same, there's the same illness of Nadav Avihu. That means the kapara on Yom Kippur, the keteris in Yom Kippur is ke'ein, the keteris of Nadav Avihu. In other words, the kapara of Yom Kippur is fixing in those lower worlds. You with me? So that's the introduction. That's what we know now. So somehow the kapara on Yom Kippur, right? Lifnai v'lifnim, right? Is fixing the lower worlds. How is it fixing the lower worlds? Because it's bringing us back to what's called Anan HaKeteris. The Anan HaKeteris, what's Keteris represent? Let me explain. The Keteris was brought, this is not the place of the Keteris. The Keteris, the Mizbeach Keteris is outside, is in the Kodesh, between the Shulchan and the Menorah. Klapechutz, outside a little bit, right? You know the picture. You have the menorah on the darom, the shulchan on the tzafon, and the keteris, the mizbech keteris, towards the eastern side, in between them, right? In the kodesh. That's the place for keteris. Only Yom Kippur is the only time you put keteris Bein Habadim, between the Badim of the Aaron. Right? So it's not seemingly the place for Keteris. There needs to be an explanation. What is Keteris? Keteris has the ability of killing, Chas v'Shalom, but has the ability of giving life. What is Keteris? Keteris is incense. Incense is smell. Right? Smell, says the Gemara, is the only physical thing which the neshama is ne'ne from, which the soul benefits from. It's a hana'ah of the soul. It's a benefit of the soul. Let's play something different. It's called in Lashon here, Anan, cloud. Cloud is always something above, is far away, is higher up. So the Keteris represents, smell represents something which is higher than our physical self. That's why, even though it's something physical, it's somehow made into something spiritual, right? So Keteris represents how the physical becomes a spiritual benefit. Understand? That's what it represents. Taking the physical and converting it into something of spiritual benefit. That's what Keteris represents. Now, why is that associated with death? Because in order, if I'm bringing something as an offering, the person, when you bring an offering, right, when we spoke about the sacrifice, when you bring an offering, you're really bringing yourself to be offered, and the animal is instead of yourself. That's why you do smicha. Your nefesh gets associated with the animal, and you're somich on the animal, and that, basically, you're makriv yourself, you're sacrificing yourself, right? Adam ki akriv mikem. You're sacrificing yourself, from yourself. All the korbanos have that idea. The person who brings the keteris, right, has to be someone who represents that aspect of self. That his self is completely nullified to his spiritual self, i.e. all that essence becomes reach, it gets burnt and becomes reach, something which your neshama is ne'ne from, is benefiting from. In other words, the physical becomes completely spiritual. If there's a pagam, if there's a blemish that the person has, an ikuv, something that's preventing his physicality being an expression, being expressed in a spiritual way, that he's not a representation of that which he's doing. When you're entering Lifnai v'Lifnim, when you're entering the Aron HaKodesh, yeah? Maybe let's start beforehand. What was the chet of Adam HaRishon? The chet of Adam HaRishon basically was the world became physical. There was a disconnect between physical and spiritual. The Chet HaEgel was the same thing. We wanted intermediary, Klal Yisrael, instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It happened a few times in Klal Yisrael. Instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, they wanted a representation, a physical representation. That was the Chet HaEgel, right? They want, and even when they wanted Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't good. They wanted, the first Dibro was a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the rest they wanted from Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted something, an intermediary. They couldn't handle the heights of spirituality, Matan Torah, of getting it straight from Kodesh Baruch Hu. They wanted an intermediary. That really was a shorish of the Chet HaEgel. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come, they wanted something physical. Yeah? So the Chet HaEgel was, basically, that Klal Yisrael were not, on that spiritual level, that their physicality was going to be transferred into spirituality, which was supposed to be Matan Torah. That's why we failed at Matan Torah. We failed because we didn't hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, the Gemara on Shabbos explains, that was Me'ein Tchias HaMesim. We heard the Dibrot, we died, and the Malachim brought us back to life. That was Tchias HaMesim. Klal Yisrael couldn't take that, because that was complete conversion. That's what Tchias HaMesim means. Tchias HaMesim means a complete conversion of the physical goof into a spiritual goof. We were not on that level. Yom Kippur, and the avoda of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, is a reconstruction of that. And that's what Keteris, that's what the Maisa Keteris represents. Maisa Keteris represents that the physical gets converted into the spiritual. You with me? So the person doing that has to be of that caliber. And he's going Lifnai v'Lifnim. Lifnai v'Lifnim is Mokom Aaron, Mokom HaKaporis. Right? Mokom HaKruvim. That's the place where the physical world connects to the spiritual world. That's the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol connects to the physical. And therefore that place, and the Aaron, there's a ness about the Aaron. The Aaron, if you measured it from all sides, it's as if the Aaron wasn't there. It didn't take up space. Ein ha'aron min ha'mida. It didn't take up space. It's like, you measured it. This side was 10 amas. This side was 10 amas. The Aaron didn't take place. That's a nace of the Aaron. Ein ha'aron min ha'mida. It's not tofes makom. It doesn't take any physical space. Because that place is completely spiritual. There's no concept of place. So, the kapara of Yom Kippur, which is in a sense the same kapara of Chet Adam Rishon,
and
Chet Egel, the same thing, right? Is the returning of the physical to the spiritual in a complete way. And that's what Noach tried to do, to remove the physical connection to the world of Cham. Cham represents that physicality. That's what Nadav Avihu tried to do in the Mishkan. The inauguration of the Mishkan, which was supposed to be a kapara of Chet Egel, and that's the avoda of Yom Kippur. That's the avoda of Maisa Keteris. That's what is being told here. And when that's done, in whatever way it's done, then we have kapara. Then Klal Yisrael have kapara, because Klal Yisrael on that day are completely spiritual. That's why. On Yom Kippur, we have this din of Tanis. We have a din of Inui. We don't have the five pleasures. Eating, drinking, shoes, right? Sicha, anointing, and other physical connections, right? We don't have. We're completely, says, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod, we say it aloud. Why? Because we're malachim on that day. We're completely spiritual. We converted on that day the physical to the spiritual. That's the Maisa Keteris. And through that, we go to different levels. Nowadays it's through Tefillah. The time of the Beis HaMikdash was through the Korbanos, right? And we go to an elevated state of nullification of self and reconnecting to the higher spiritual worlds. And when we reconnect there, we connect there. That's the, we connect to the higher worlds. When we connect to something which is higher, it's like there's a din. If you have water, which is tame, impure water. So if I want to make impure by you know, don't mean. And now I want to be make that water taho. How do you do it? So, there's a way you do it. You take the impure water, you put it in a cup, you go to a mikveh, you immerse that water of the with the cup in the mikveh, right? Say clay cheres, into with a earthenware. And now, the waters of the mikveh kiss the cup, kiss the waters in the cup. It means they connect to that water. And now the water becomes taho. That's the same thing. On Yom Kippur, in Masechet Yoma, there's a Mishnah. Ashreichem Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Kiba. Ashreichem Yisrael. Mi metayer etchem. Right? This is Mikvah Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch is like a mikvah. Who metayer etchem? He's the one who metayer. How is he metayer? The same way that impure cup with water in it, that klei cheres represents Rishoyim, and the impure cup with his soul, that water inside, there's hashoka to the mikvah Hashem. There's hashoka, there's a kissing, there's a connecting of the impure waters to the pure waters of the mayim tahorim. Mi metayer etchem? Avichem shebeshamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mikvah Hashem is a mikvah. That hashoka is metayer us, and then we become completely pure on Yom Kippur. You with me? That's what's happening. That's the avodah of Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, we're going to a higher state of self. We come to a state where we're completely spiritual and we're reconnecting with our Creator. By Ne'ila, Yom Kippur, by the end of the day, we're on such a high spiritual self that we're on the level of kissing with our Creator. We're completely connecting with our Creator. Just as the cup with the water, the impure water, connects, becomes pure with the connecting to the mikveh. So that's what happens to us on Yom Kippur. And that's the concept of the Keteris. That's the concept that the completely physical thing becomes spiritual smell for the neshama. This complete nullification of the physical for the spiritual. So, okay, so now the next bit. The power of Aaron, which is mitumas bnei Yisrael, it's the kapara of doing the avoda in an impure way, right? And so too the seir of Klal Yisrael, which is Lashem, was also for the kapara of tumas bnei Yisrael, the impurity of Klal Yisrael in the avoda. So there was one more seir, and we're going to read this, and this is requires understanding. Says as follows: Me'eit adat bnei Yisrael, and from the congregation of Jewish people, yikach shnei seirei izim. You take two seirei izim, two goats, right? Lechatat for chatat, pasuk hey. Va'ayel echad la'ola, and on one ayel for an ola. Okay. I'm going to skip the pasuk Zayin. V'lakach et shnei ha-seirim. You take both the seirim, v'mid otam lifnei Hashem. You put them in front of Hashem. Petach or moed. They have to be exactly the same. Yeah. V'natan Aaron et shnei al shnei ha-seirim. Goralot is goralot. Goralot is lotteries. Goral echad la'Hashem, one for Hashem, v'goral echad la'Azazel, and one for Azazel. And v'yikriv Aaron the seer asher ala alav agor la'Hashem v'asau chatat. It's the chatat. V'asir asher ala alav agor la'Azazel y'amod chai, stand alive v'fnei Hashem l'kaper alav, to be a kapara l'shaleach oto la'Azazel ha'midbar, to send it to Azazel. Where? Hamidbar, to the midbar. And that seer, there's a special halacha, you had on it chut, and that chut was put in the Beis HaMikdash, and when it was sent for Ish Iti, right, to the Midbar, and it was a kapara for all the averas of Klal Yisrael. We have never seen such a korban. A korban that you're sending to the Midbar, and you're just rolling it down and it gets broken up. Oh, doesn't make sense. Look at Pasuk Kaf Aleph. V'samach Aaron et shtei yadav. Aaron put both his hands al rosh hasir, on the head of the seer, achai, the seer, the alive seer, not the seer la'Hashem, the seer la'Azazel. V'itvada alav, and he did video on it. Et kol avonot bnei Yisrael, all the sins of the Jewish people. V'et kol pishehem, and all their pshayim, all their mazids, all the sins they did intentionally, l'chol chatotam, and all their chataim, the unintentional, v'natan otam, and he gave them, He gave them. Al Rosh HaSeir, on the head of the seer. What do you mean gave them? You giving all the sins? Vishilach biyad ish iti. And he sent it with in the hands of an ish iti. What's iti mean? Iti means, Rashi says, muchan, a person who was prepared, hamidbara, to the midbar. It was, says Chazal, that person that year died. Not only with the seer sent, also the ish iti was sent, hamidbara.
Why?
That's what it's saying. That's what Chazal say. That means the involvement with that seer is la'azazel. Is la'azazel. Involvement with the seer is hamidbar. Whoever's involved, the place, you know what a midbar is? Can you live in the midbar? No. There's no food, there's no water. You can't live in a midbar. It's going to a place of desolation. Shmama. That means the seer and that person's going to a place of desolation. That person didn't complete his year. V'nasa hasir alav et kol avonotam. He took on himself all the avonos. El eretz gzeira. He took it where? To eretz gzeira. V'shilach et hasir b'midba. And the seer was sent hamidba. So what does it mean? He was sent to this place. It's very, very strange. Very, very strange korban. First, let's try to understand what seir is. So you ask, seir represents sa'ah. Where do we see hairs? We see by Esav hairs. Esav represents the ra in the world. We explained that. Edom represents the physicality in the world. Adom, Adom hazeh. Esav, when he was born with full hairs. Seir, we say, l'seirim. It says, I think in Parshat Kedoshim, I think it says, you shouldn't be makriv l'seirim. You shouldn't be makriv to the shadim. You shouldn't bring korbanos to the shadim. So it's very, very strange. It sounds as if when we go where kivyachol, being makriv this korban, seems as if we're makriv it to the other side, which Chazal tell us not to do. And the Rishonim go to town saying that that's not what's happening here. Don't think that we're makriv chas v'shalom this to the seirim, to the shadim. It's brought down kivyachol. We're giving them et chelkam. We're giving them their portion in order for them not to mikatreg on Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. Listom pi hasatan. To close the mouth of the mastin, of the prosecutor, of the ra in the world. Because Yom Kippur is a day in which they have no shlita. We have no yetzahara on Yom Kippur. He's mashtik him. The thing that's mashtikim is this seer. So it needs to be understood how this works and how this is a kapara, how this becomes a kapara. Now, on a derech musa, most of us know we're good guys, right? We're davening, we're doing things. How many of us have a full recognition of the seir in us, of the ra in us? How many of us really recognize that, you know, when you wake up in the morning and it's comfy in bed, that's your yetzahara? No, it isn't. No, I just need to sleep more. I'm tired. No, it isn't. Look in the first siman in Orach Chaim. Brings the Mishnah Berurah, you get up like a lion, right? In the summer, he'll tell you, oh, you're tired, you need to sleep. You're tired because it's warm. In the winter, it's cold outside. There's always going to be a reason, you know? And what happens? We listen. Why do we listen? I'm helping you out. I'm doing what's good for you. I'm looking after you. You know, no mommy and yeshiva. We need to look after you. Me, the Yetzara, looking after you. Stay in bed. You miss Shachos a little. You'll pick it up after Psukim the Zimra. You know,
That's exactly what my Yetzer Hara sounds
right?
like. Just in that voice. Just that accent.
I just speak in a nice little, you know, he'll speak in a nice way. What's the problem here? You think it's you. You think he's helping you out. The Seer Lazazel, the two exact Seerim. One's Lashem and one's Lazazel. The separation of the two, the recognition that this one is Lashem, and this one you separate and send Lazazel, you give it back to the Midbar, you give it to desolation, it's going away from you, it's going to be desolate, it's going to a place of no fruition, no growth, it's going to be separated in the Midbar, destroyed. That's how it's a kapara. The way you fight the Yetzer is very simple. It's called recognition and separation. Most of the time, the reason we fail to fight the Yetzer is because we think it's me who's looking after me. You need a burger now. You need to talk about Reuven, who did you bad, just venting it out. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You need, I need, it's me. As soon as we have that recognition that the Yetzer Hara is not on my side, he's Lazazel, that's it. And a recognition and a throw, that recognition will cause a separation and a throwing away from the Seer Lazazel, and then the Seer Lahashem, then you have Kapara. Yom Kippur is that day of clarification. That clarification and separation itself is the Kapara. And that's the concept of Lazazel. It's not a Korban. It's not a Korban. It's a separation of the Ra. It's a recognition that we have Ra in us, and that Klal Yisrael need to separate, distinguish it clearly, and send it away. That's why the two Seerim are exactly the same. It's very difficult to separate. They look the same. They're the same Seerim. We don't even know which one's going to be Lazalzel before we take a Goral, before we make that choice, which is Lashem and which is Lazalzel. And it seems like we're not even making that choice. It's a Goral. It happened that way. Because sometimes that one will be Lashem and that one will be Lazalzel. Sometimes there'll be a mistake. We'll choose the one Lazalzel, Lashem. Ze keneged ze asa Elokim. This against this, they're equal. That's why there's free will. Yom Kippur, there's such a clarification because we're spiritual. We have a complete recognition of the Seer Lazazel. We have a complete recognition of the Yetzer Hara and of where we want to go. You'll notice, most people, right, on Yom Kippur, if they think about life, they have a very, very good clarity. Yom Kippur is a day where you really want to think about life and where you're going. Yom Kippur is a day of clarity. Tahara, purity, which is the Seer Lashem, which gives us, is a kapara for the impurities of the Jewish people. That Tahara, that purity, Tahara, we've said this a few times. Tihu Yoma, the clarification of the day, as I heard from Moshe. Tahara means clarity. That's the way you fight your Yetzer. That's the Avodah Yom Kippur. There's no connection with the Ra because we're clear and we know exactly what it is and we're sending it Hamidbara. Anyone who's connected to that Ra, the Ish Iti, anyone who's going with the Seer Lazazel, the Midbara, he's going to death. He's going Hamidbara. He's going to Shmama. Yom Kippur, we're not going that way. Klal Yisrael are not going with the Seer Lazazel. It's separated from Klal Yisrael. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it a Korban? Qurba means coming close. There's two ways to come close. You come close, you bring your nefesh close to your Creator. That's the Korban La Hashem. That's the Seer La Hashem. And there's another avoda of coming close. That's a separation from the Ra, or a separating of the Ra from you. That also brings you close. Those are the two avodas of a person. And they're done at the same time. But it can only be done, you can only come close to Hashem when you have that Seer La Azazel, when there's a clarification and a separation. So, next time you get up in the morning and Mr. Seer La Azazel tells you, it's comfy. Who's speaking? Clarification. Yetzer Hara. What do we do with him? Send him Hamidbara La Azazel. That's the avoda. After the parasha of Yom Kippur comes the parasha of Arayas. And you see every mincha on Yom Kippur, right? Mm-hmm. We read, before on Shacharis, we read parashas, the avoda, we read parashas Acharei Mos, the beginning of parashas Acharei Mos, because that's before Korban Musaf. Because Korban Musaf is the main Korban that's brought, that's the section of avoda. We mention all the avodas Yom Kippur. So we read in Kriyas HaTorah the avodas of Yom Kippur, right? Mincha, we read the second part of Acharei Mos, which is Parshas the Arayas. It's brought down in Halacha. Why we do that? Because Arayas is something that a person desires, right? And we read that Parsha so a person will separate himself from it. So, now that we have this whole Avoda Yom Kippur, which we said is turning the physical into spiritual, and a separation from the Ra, we are now told what's the shorish of all Ra. The shorish of all Ra is Arayas. Why is Arayas the shorish, the source of all Ra? What does Arayas mean? Arayas means you marry a woman. Says Chazal, that's the deepest connection a person can have. A Kohen Gadol cannot be Kohen Gadol unless he's married. There's opinion, the Tanaic opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, that you make him another wife in case the first wife dies. And then his avoda won't be an avoda. A Kohen Gadol who goes lifnai v'lifnim with the Keteris, which you said, he has to be completely spiritual. He has to be a representation of the Keteris. He's married. He's having kids. He's connected to the physical world. So it must be that marriage represents that. Because if you can't be a Kohen Gadol unless you're married, it means that marriage represents a completely complete conversion of physical to spiritual. That's Mekadosh the physical. That's why marriage is called Kiddushin. Jewish marriage. Non-Jews don't have Kiddushin. They don't have the ability of converting the physical into the spiritual the way a Jew has. You with me? The concept of Matan Torah, which is Yom Kippur also, for us, that's our main Matan Torah. But Matan Torah, the concept of Matan Torah, is the marriage of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Torah means. Torah means that deep connection with our Creator. That's a marriage. That's what the Gro says in Eish Yischayel, that the Torah is called our wives. The Tashir HaShirim is a love song between the Jewish people and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're his spouse. We're the expression of him in this world. We're his female. That's a female concept. Remember we spoke about these things? Okay. All Ra, all bad, is Arayas. The shorish of all Ra is Arayas. Why? What does Arayas mean? Arayas means that you're connecting with someone you shouldn't be connecting with. What does that mean? It means that you're connecting with someone that you're supposed to connect. Connecting with your wife means that your expression is your essence is being expressed in a proper way. Arias means that your essence is being expressed in an improper way. If a person connects in an improper way, what happens? You get a mamza. You get something which is a mumza, something a zarus, something which is a disconnect. That's why the child is a spiritual disconnect. He's something za, he's something disconnected, something foreign. You with me? Mm-hmm. All ra is a misexpression of a person's essence. That's Parshas Arayas. You with me? Make sense? So that's what we're being told on Yom Kippur. That's why Parshas Arayas is in the Parsha of Yom Kippur. Because all ra comes from Arayas. And that's why on Minchan Yom Kippur, just before Ne'ilah, we're told, don't misconnect. Don't disconnect. Yeah? And then after Parshas Achrei Mos, what do we have? Kedoshim to you. Kedusha. What does Rashi say? Kedoshim to you. Rashi says, Havu prushim min harayas. Separate from harayas. Umin ha'aveira. If you separate from the harayas, you're going to be separating from aveiras. Shekol mokom shata motze geda erva. Any place you find a geder, a boundary of erva, atam motze kedusha, you find kedusha. Then he goes, he brings the isha zona chalalav, ani Hashem b'kadishchem. Any disconnect, zona, chalala, profanation, zona, we know what it means, right? I'm the Lord who is mekadish you. Ve'lo yechalel zaro, ani Hashem b'kadishchem. Kedoshim you. That's why you have the Parsha of Kedoshim straight away afterwards. The Parsha of Kedoshim means Prushim. You have to separate from disconnection. All Ra is disconnection. All Tov is proper connection. That's why the first mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Urvu. Pru Urvu means, physically it means, and also spiritually it means, taking one's essence and it being expressed in a proper way, and that expression is pruvul. It means all mitzvahs, says the Kabbalists say, all mitzvahs are zivugim, all mitzvahs are pruvul. All mitzvahs that we do is a proper expression of self which gets expressed and comes back to us in the spiritual world, from the spiritual world to the physical world. And that's how our essence gets expressed. Therefore, in order for a person, right, to live as Klal Yisrael, as a proper Yid, he has to live with Kedoshim to you. He has to separate himself from improper connections and only be expressed in proper connections. And those proper connections is mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs. Torah is the issues that we have, the higher issues, and mitzvahs are the expression. Mitzvahs, loshen safta, right? Or ba'atbash, is shem havaya, the mem tzadik. Changes to yud kei, you get shem havaya. Safta means connection with our Creator, an expression of His name. That's kedoshim to you. And that's why kedoshim to you always gets read, when it gets read together with Achrei Mos, because it's the same inyan, it's the same concept.